Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.
Has there been a point in your journey where you felt like giving up?
Daily, you know, yeah. I mean, but very short-lived. Yeah. I had the curse of you just, I couldn't quit.
Now on to the show. On the show today, we have GLIA's very own Dan McKelly. He is here talking about three trends expected to impact the financial services landscape next year. And these are really three really good ones. So hope you guys check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our show and on today's program. Oh, my goodness. Look who we have here. Mr. Dan McKelly from GLIA, the fine company GLIA. Gosh, I keep seeing you guys in the news all the time, Dan. So you guys are just moving and shaking up the industry. So well done on your part. A lot of good news on your end, I'm assuming.
Thank you, sir. No, everything's going well. Thank you. And thanks again for having me on.
Welcome. Anytime, sir. Yeah, anytime. It's always an education. We always appreciate you coming on. Today is going to be no different. We're talking about three trends expected to impact the financial services landscape next year. And the fine folks at GLIA have put together a list for us. But before we get into those trends, Dan, how did you guys come to these conclusions here? What was the parameters, or what were you guys thinking when you came up with these three trends?
You know, they say that the future is already here. It's just not evenly distributed, right? So I think this is exactly the case with these three. You know, we see them in our conversations with prospects, in our conversations with clients, and just in the market in general. These are the things that are really catching our eye and continue to drive forward our strategy and our execution. So that's really how we, you know, how we arrived at the three of these.
Yeah, there's nothing like talking to your clients and prospects out there and asking them, hey, what's going on out there? Because they're definitely on the kind of the front lines, so to speak. So good for you guys for doing that. So let's cut to the chase here. Let's go with trend number one: new efficiencies with channelless architecture. So it sounds like we're saying goodbye to omnichannel and hello to channelless. So tell me, what is channelless architecture? What does this mean for financial institutions out there?
Yeah, well, you know, the promise of omnichannel is really the ability to start in any channel with the customer, or just to have every channel available to the customer. That's right. Really what it was about. It wasn't really about where we're starting. It was, hey, we want to have everything available. But what we started to realize, it's not really about having all of these different channels available. It's about how you can move seamlessly between these channels that really makes the difference, right? Okay. So customers don't always tend to start in the channel that they end up servicing in. Right. And so let's say if a member wants to start in a messaging based conversation, but then have a voice conversation with the institution, they should be able to do that completely organically. And the flexibility to do that is really what we see as the future, the channelless future of it doesn't really matter where this interaction is starting. It can sort of take any shape that it wants. It can move through any of these different modes that it wants to. And so we say goodbye to that channel. Sort of, we have like, here's their messaging channel, and here's the voice channel, and here's the video banking channel. And so what it means is that you're able to create this really incredible efficiency because all of the servicing agents are operating in the same pane of glass, right? Mm-hmm. They're handling any type of interaction that comes to them, and they don't have to be context switching in their head.
Yeah.
So that efficiency of preserving the context, no matter the interaction that the FI is receiving, that creates tremendous efficiencies, upwards of 25-30%. In many cases.
Yeah, no, and it seems like it's become kind of a natural progression now. I mean, you don't even think about it anymore. It's like, oh wow, I started this on my laptop and now I can finish it on my phone or whatever. Now it's just like, yeah, this is just what I do. And so you don't really have to think about it anymore. That's kind of what came to my mind when I saw channelless, this really seamless, natural experience that we don't even think about anymore. So yeah, so I totally get what you're saying there. Trend number two, you guys are talking about a single platform for calls and screens. So can you expand on this one a little bit?
Yeah, so this is a specific aspect of that channelless architecture, right? We talked about all the different channels available in the movement between them being completely seamless, completely organic, imperceptible to the customer and to the agent, right?
Yeah.
What we're talking about here is specifically when it pertains to calling and to screens, right? When 70 to 80% typically for the FIs of the calls, those dialed in phone calls, pin digits that they receive are from members or from customers that are looking at a screen. They're looking at their online banking. They're looking at their mobile app. They're looking at the public website. They're looking at a loan application.
Right.
And they dial 10 digits to get in touch with the FI, right? So there has to be a single platform to marry those two experiences. That's a part of the channelist experience. And it's the most important one, frankly, because those are the big two categories of interactions that are happening, right? You have the digital interactions and you have the phone interactions. So you need to kind of merge those two together in a way that creates that continuity for the member or for the customer.
Right. And are you getting at like where the member service representative can see what the member is doing on their screen so they can kind of see, I see what you're doing type of thing. Is that kind of like the next step at this, or is that just kind of the natural progression here, or is part of what you're talking about?
That's the progression. And again, going back to that statistic, you know, 3/4 of the calls that an FI is getting are happening with people that are looking at a screen.
Right.
So you have a single platform for calls and screens becomes fundamental in this digital first world that we all live in as consumers. So that's really what this trend is about. It's becoming table stakes. It's just exactly, I mean, as consumers, we've come to expect it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, high expectations out there for sure. Trend number three, the verticalization. I have that in quotes, of conversational AI becomes mainstream. I'm really excited about this one. Talk about becoming something totally natural, not having to think about it anymore. Here we are on the precipice of conversational AI just being something totally natural and natural for us to. So can you share some details on this one? Because I'm really excited about this one.
Yeah, absolutely. So we had this explosion of conversational AI about 8 years ago. And, it was really presented as a horizontal, all these different use cases that it can solve for, right? So we had these conversational AI platforms come into existence, mm-hmm. all of these different companies try to adopt them. And then they realize, wow, it's more complicated. Once I get it down into my specific domain, it becomes more difficult to create that truly sort of almost human conversation, you know, that I'm hoping for in order to create the efficiency, right? So when we started that explosion 8 years ago of conversational AI, they were very horizontal, right, platforms. Mm-hmm. Now, Once the hype cycle for those sort of died down, the companies that survived that went into vertical applications. They said, okay, you know what? If I apply conversational AI specifically to financial services, right, or to credit unions, or to banks, or to healthcare, or to these different domains, these different verticals or different applications, then I can really identify all the different goals that a customer has, all the different intents that a member is looking to resolve with me, and I can really create a comprehensive data model around these, a language model around these. And that's really what's so exciting about it, is that it's finally becoming mainstream where, you know, it's really creating those very natural conversations that we expect. And the reason for that is that verticalization. You know, so we went through this trend of horizontal platforms, then vertical ones, and now these vertical ones, chapter three, is that they're acquiring scale. And so that's what's really exciting about next year in terms of conversational AI.
Well, and the beauty of this stuff, as you well know, is that it's just going to get better. You know, the more data, the more it learns, it's just going to get better and easier and more natural for everybody. I mean, customer and company both combined. So yeah, it's just going to be a natural, that seems to be the theme throughout these. This is kind of a natural progression to where it's just going to be, you know, we don't have to think about it anymore. So, and that kind of leads to my last question here, is like, what's the big takeaway from these trends that you guys got out of this? Because efficiency, natural progression, those are kind of the things that I'm getting from it.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I mean, I think banks at this point need to focus, really, banks, credit unions, and any FI needs to focus on the dual agenda. Sort of, they need to focus on what I need to do in terms of short-term resilience in this economy, and they need to focus on long-term profitability and growth, right? Mm-hmm. And so as we look, the trends that we identify impact both of those objectives, right? Because ultimately, if I'm meeting the customer where they are, or meeting the member where they are, I'm able to guide them through a loan application process and help them complete that, right? Similarly, if I am practicing a channelist strategy in terms of my servicing approach, I can create great efficiencies and I can continue to grow without having to add a whole bunch of staff, right? So, you know, those different, both of those objectives, both that, you know, short-term resilience, long-term profitability and growth, those are exactly what these three trends are hitting on from our perspective as we go into what could be a challenging environment next year. So that's how we think that FI should be positioning right now.
Yeah, and it's so important for them to really embrace these, because again, it's going to be an interesting year next year for sure, and to automate as much as you can for sure using this technology and what you guys offer as well. So really good stuff here. Anything else to add, Dan? I know you're a super busy guy, so we always appreciate your time, and I don't want to take up too much of it. But any final thoughts on this that you see happening in 2022?
Look, I think it's important to your last point. You said it's important to automate as much as possible. I would say that it's important to find the right balance between the human touch and automation, right? Okay. At the end of the day, it's the most important thing is practicing meeting the member where they are, mm-hmm. right? And what that really means is that members are in on-screen experiences. They are digital today. And so that doesn't necessarily imply that we're not meeting them with voice conversation or with video conversation, mm-hmm. but by practicing that and putting that as a priority, you know, that creates, that hits on all of the important KPIs for an FI. So that's my parting thought as we think to just balancing perfectly between the automation and the human touch and using that as a lighthouse. That hits on all the objectives.
Yeah, I think that's the recipe for success right there, kind of humanizing that digital experience for sure. All righty, sir. Well, Dan, thank you again. Can't thank you enough for all the interviews that we've had this year. Thank you for all the great things that you guys at GLIA are doing for credit unions out there. Just doing an incredible job. And we look forward to another fun and adventurous 2023 next year, and look forward to many more conversations with you guys.
Same here, Mike. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
You are welcome. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.
Has there been a point in your journey where you felt like giving up?
Daily, you know, I mean, but very short-lived. Yeah. I had the curse of you just I couldn't quit.